Episode 172. We're back, baby.
You want me pull up? I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. I'm pressed because you know I care.
You know I care. Here we are, back in the saddle. Little hiatus. Go ahead and crack that thing open. Get that Celsius jumping. Ooh, that's solid. That was sturdy.
They're always good. I don't understand. You act like they're not good sometimes.
No, sometimes they're duds.
No, they're never duds.
That was sturdy. I'll let the people know. Patreon.com/foamyandbuckets. That's where you can find all of our podcast episodes. A lot of other dope shit going on over on the Patreon page. Different tiers, different what have yous. You might have to just let it ride. We'll throw a link in the show notes. You can check us out on Patreon if you are not already doing so. All right, so you're in rare form. It's been a few weeks since we recorded an episode.
Oh, I'm fired up. I'm fired up, and
I forgot what this was like. I forgot what this experience was like.
You forgot the tumultuous nature.
What, you got a problem with Celsius?
This activity. Yeah.
What's the problem?
If I drink a Celsius and I don't expend all of the energy that Celsius gives me, I'll stay up all night. Like, it'll be like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not even like, oh, I'm tired, I can't go to bed. It's like, I'm like a zombie. I'm just literally like this.
Nah, I call cap on that.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't call any cap.
Nah, that's big cap. I tried to call it. I've called you twice in the last, I'd say, week.
Okay, dude, I'm not talking about me regularly sleep schedule patterns, okay? I'm talking about when I drink a Celsius.
Me regular sleep schedule. I mean,
I apologize to nobody.
Patty's Day, this guy's turning into a fucking leprechaun all jacked up on Celsius. You've never been up at 4 a.m.
No, dude, if I drink a Celsius and I don't, you twisted my words, okay? If you can have your words and truth twisted by knaves, yours is the earth, my son, and everything in it. Rudyard Kipling. Okay. What I'm saying is this. If I drink a Celsius and I don't expend the energy given to me from said Celsius, I'll be up all night. When you called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I had not had a Celsius today. I was fast asleep. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So what is this? Is this a grievance? Because I have a list of grievances.
The grievance is you're doing... So
what are you asking for here? What are you asking universe?
I'm not asking for anything. I'm just stating something that's...
Is this a meta energy drink? What are you trying to tell me?
Dude, I don't think you don't understand what that means.
I don't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I definitely do not.
It's when the joke is about the thing.
No. First, stop trying to describe that and let me know what the fuck you are trying to say about Celsius. You want more caffeine? You want less caffeine?
I think there's something unnatural about the caffeine.
Yeah. This is why energy drinks are not good. You don't do energy drinks. Probably like cocaine in there. You don't know.
And that's my beef. That's my situation.
That's
like, am I going to fail a drug test?
Probably. Lucky for you, you're not going to have to take any.
But I might go back to college basketball.
Oh, wow.
Try to use my last couple years of eligibility.
Eligibility? This guy's out here talking like...
All right, here's the thing.
This guy's talking like Xavier Leggett.
I saw that.
All my NFL draft nerds, you know what I'm talking about.
I saw that. I love that guy. I hope he gets drafted first day for sure.
Need him on the Giants, pick 47. All right, moving along.
Okay, what I'm going to say is when I mispronounce something or if I stumble on a pronunciation... If I say a curate, you don't have to then see when you're making fun of my pronunciation. That's a little meta. That's what I call meta bullying.
Do you realize here? Like, you realize this is a bad start?
No, dude, I'm on fire, dude.
Okay,
everyone's gonna think I'm on fire.
I'm here to tell you that you are not on fire.
No,
you
and
are.
I don't have to listen.
You are.
I don't have to accept that into my universe.
It's not a bad like. You are Clay Thompson of podcasting.
No, I'm prime Clay Thompson.
And that's not a shot at Clay.
I'm Clay Thompson scoring 63 points with 10 dribbles.
I think it might have even been less than 10 dribbles.
Really?
I think so. That was insane.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
That was an absolute
performance. I'm on another planet.
You don't know when you're not on a heater. You also don't know when you are on a heater.
No, I always
know. It's one pace always.
I always know.
I'll get to my grievances here in a second because you got me a little riled on the grievances.
Okay.
And I wrote them down.
Okay, so... I have another grievance, which I'll bring up when it's time.
Just bring it up now.
No, not with Celsius. It's about sparkling water.
Go ahead. Hit me.
Sparkling water.
Overrated.
The most overrated thing. But when I'm thirsty, sometimes we have sparkling water here.